The Manning case had a particular resonance for those in the military. We reached out to our online community of veterans and their families and asked them to text us their thoughts on Manning's sentence. Most had little sympathy for Manning and hoped he'd spend a long time in prison. Here's a sample of what we heard. Former active duty Marine Nat Holtzman from Denver was one of many who called Manning a traitor. Holtzman wrote that Manning could have whistleblown without giving away state secrets and endangering his fellow service members. Honestly, we have gone way too soft on traitors and should roll back to tougher sentences. Ernest Montenegro in Miami felt the same. He said, great, now let's do the same to Edward Snowden. There was some support for Manning. One anonymous veteran wrote to say, well, now he is paid for his honesty, not a respected virtue, and not a freedom we have. Andrew Boreen is a former Marine intelligence officer. He served from 2001 to 2004, including during the invasion of Iraq. He's now a lawyer. What is your reaction to the sentence, sir?
Thanks, Marco. I think that the verdict is fair based on the charges. It could have been worse for PFC Manning had an aiding the enemy charge also been a conviction and not been left off the table.
You heard those views from veterans. I just read just a kind of informal polling shows 22 out of 29 of those vets felt he's a traitor. It's about 76%. Does that seem to represent for you the range of views in the military on Manning from what you've heard today?
Yeah, and I think that if you ask veterans, particularly those who have served overseas, they are going to see immediately the connection between disclosure of these kinds of documents and why that creates a grave set of damages to U.S. security in diplomatic, military, and intelligence operations. Because they're closer to the damage, they're closer to the U.S. partners that will be injured by these disclosures, they are more likely to see this as a crime and less as an act of civil disobedience.
When you were in the Marines, did you personally ever have to voice concerns about a colleague's security status?
I think I'll speak in general terms on this. Part of my responsibilities at that time were working with people who had security clearances. And I think that the key thing in general terms that creates a travesty in this is that PFC Manning was struggling with some issues and reached out for help, didn't get help, and unfortunately was exploited by people, like the people affiliated with WikiLeaks and some opportunistic people in the media. And unfortunately, PFC Manning suffers here. American national security suffers here. But really, those who had the anti-American agenda continue to walk free.
How was he exploited by them?
A culture has been created in some circles that gives temporary rock star status to someone like Bradley Manning or, in today's terms, Snowden, who's still on the loose. And I think that creates the opportunity for exploitation for people who are vulnerable and are hurting.
Many people feel the sentence was tough enough to act as a deterrent for future Mannings. But other than the risk of a relatively long sentence, what safeguards do you think should be implemented to prevent this kind of leak?
Well, I think that when someone with a clearance self-reports that they are struggling with an issue that could be exploited for blackmail or that would indicate that they are struggling with mental health issues, it shouldn't be the kind of thing that leads to a black mark on their record. Because I think that, oddly, the danger is in the secrets. You know, people who have secrets that, if exposed, would be damaging to themselves are the kind of people who are likely to be exploited for the advantage of America's enemies.
When you talk about people's secrets, what kind of secrets do you have in mind?
Well, I think that the things that, potentially make people vulnerable are in the, in the instance of Bradley Manning, it appears that he was cross-dressing. And, if he were a rock star, I think people might even see that as somewhat endearing as type behavior. In his case, he was embarrassed about it and was trying to report it up through his chain of command, it appears, from what we read. And it should have been reported to security personnel. It should have been processed. And I think that, moving forward, people who struggle with chemical addictions, people who are having affairs, those are the kinds of things that expose people to potential blackmail and I think also potentially make them vulnerable to exploitation.
Andrew Boreen, a former Marine intelligence officer, currently an attorney. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.